The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John chapter 1, verse 5. Welcome to Echoes Through the Abyss, a place where the deepest valleys of human experience meet the unrelenting light of hope. In this world, many have walked through darkness, through trauma, loss, brokenness and despair. But even in the depths, even in the silence of the abyss, there are echoes. Echoes of survival, echoes of redemption, echoes of faith. Here we share real stories of people who have faced the darkness and found their way back to the light. Because no matter how deep the abyss may feel, hope still speaks. This is Echoes Through the Abyss podcast.
I didn't see you since that time in the plane that I was cleaning the plane and you were there.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh my gosh. Cleaning the plane.
Yeah, now we clean the planes.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Ben is on a limited time schedule here, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Is everybody ready?
Yep.
Hey there, pod people. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Echoes Through the Abyss podcast. Tonight we are being joined by our former co-worker, Diana, or as I call her, Cletus, which we might disclose what that means later, but I haven't decided yet. Ben, you want to pray us in?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Lord Jesus, we just pray that you use this show and use the words that we say today for your purpose and your message, and just touch as many people as you can in order to bring people closer to you. Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
Good, really good. Yes.
Ready to share your testimony with the world, literally, because we're global now.
Well, alrighty then. Hey.
Hey.
So my testimony, as far as like when I first got saved, when I first said yes to the good Lord. Okay. So, that was many, many, many years ago. My kids were, my oldest was about 7 or 8 years old. And now he is 48.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so that's how long. See, the God had to get a hold of me a long time ago because I was a hot mess. Yes, a hot mess. So he actually, when I think about it now, he reeled me in. I mean, he reeled me in slowly but surely. I didn't see it, but when I think about it now, oh boy, it was all part of his plan. So I got saved in California. And I became a property manager there, and I had a one 3-bedroom apartment that just would not, for some reason, I couldn't get it rented. Okay. And all of a sudden, this young lady by the name of Debbie, she came and she was looking for a 3-bedroom, and I said, hey, yes, I have one available. So I took her, she loved it. She signed the lease and that was it. I was at 100% occupied.
Nice.
And where my apartment, it was at the apartment, but my office was in the apartment. I could see all the apartments. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I would watch her, you know, going in and out, and she was all full of energy and all glowy. And the first thing that popped into my head was, oh Lord, I rented to a druggie. I'm like, I do, you know, but little did I know that was the Holy Spirit all over her. But I was like, oh man. So I'm like, so one day she comes to my door and she invites me to go to her church. She goes, hey, we're having a revival, yada, yada. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, sure. Just let me know where it's at. You know, and as soon as she walked away, I slammed the door. I was like, I ain't going to no church. What's wrong with her? I was like, no, get out of here. So lo and behold, my mother, all of a sudden, she decides she wants to come visit me to California from New York. I'm like, I've lived in Texas. She never wanted to come visit me. I lived here in Cincinnati. She never wanted to come visit me. All of a sudden, California. I want to come see you. I'm like, why, you know? But anyway, I said, okay, fine. So as soon as I hung up the phone with her, I was like, oh, I said, I have to find a church to take her, because every Sunday she went to church. Do you see where I'm going? Do you see
that?
Yeah. So all of a sudden, I run upstairs to Debbie's apartment. I'm like, Debbie, where's your church at again? So she said, oh, yeah. So she gives me the address. My mother comes to visit. I take her to the church. Now, mind you, she was raised, as well as myself, in Catholicism.
Oh, okay. Veronica, too.
Yes. Well, the church that I took her to, it was a non-denominational, Holy Spirit filled. Woo, talking about. So I took her there, and she's like looking and like, but guess who was intrigued? Me. I was looking around and I'm like, oh my goodness, look at these people. They were just, just free. Their hands raised up, their eyes closed, they're crying. You know, I didn't even listen to the message. I was like looking at the people.
Yeah.
But in the back of my head, I was like, I would never do that. That's embarrassing. No, not me. So we left the church. And I asked my mom, I said, so mom, I said, so what did you think? She goes, I didn't like it. I was like, oh, okay. So she went back to New York, but guess who was so intrigued? I went back the following Sunday.
Wow.
Yes, I went back the following Sunday, but still wasn't listening to the pastor. I was just looking around at the people. And I'm like, man, this is like, because I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, being raised as a Catholic, I never saw anything like that.
Yeah.
So I kept going every Sunday. I was going. So finally, now mind you, everything was really good. Finances, I mean, relationship, everything was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally listened to the pastor, Pastor Sonny Argonzoni. I finally listened to his testimony. Come to find out, he was from New York City, my city. He was Puerto Rican. Okay, didn't even know that. I was like, you know, and then.
Which, by the way, she is Diane as well. I thought she was Black when I first met her, but no, she's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, honey. Yes. Hey, I don't think I'm doing less. No, anyway. And then he gave his testimony how he used to be. He was a thief, a drug addict. I mean, you name it, he did it. You know, and it was this Pastor Wilkinson. Took him to Teen Challenge, and that's how he got started. So when
He has a movie.
Really?
He has a movie in YouTube of when he got all these drug addicts from the streets in New York.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Big testimony about that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That was him. Wow. So the church, when he finally gave his testimony, then I looked around and I'm like, come to find out that the church I started at his church used to be called the ex-addict church, because everybody in there was an ex-prostitute, ex-drug addict, ex-gangbanger.
Kind of like my church now.
Yes. So when I looked around, I'm like, oh, I said, so that you know, you could just, then you could just, especially the ex-gang members, you know. But it was amazing because they were in there praising God. It's like, wow, you know. So that got me excited. So then when he did the altar call, I'm sitting there and I look, I'm still like in the street. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I got up. I said, let me see what God can do for me. That was my whole, let me see what God can do for me. You see he's reeling me in. I kid you not, my oldest child and my husband, they're my witness. As soon as I went up to the altar and I said, yes, I kid you not, the first thing God delivered me from was my foul mouth. I mean, like, just like this, instantly. Nice. He just delivered me.
Ben, did you hear that?
I do.
I mean, he did. I was like, because, and then all of a sudden, I had this hunger. I didn't know what it was. And I had this hunger. All of a sudden, I just wanted to read the Bible, didn't own the Bible, but I wanted to read the Bible. I wanted to listen to gospel music, didn't know what kind to listen to. So I called my girlfriend here in Cincinnati. I said, hey, I said, girl, I just got saved. And she thought I hit the lottery. She was like, ah, oh my gosh, yes. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I'm like, okay. And so I said, I want to listen to some gospel music. She goes, girl, get your paper, get your pen, and get ready to write. So she said, BB and CC Wine and commissioned. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these. And I'm like, okay. So I went right to the store and got the cassettes. Because, you know, when I got saved, we had cassettes.
Dating yourself, so girl.
So I went out, bought all these cassettes. I no longer wanted to listen to secular music. It's so weird. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah. You know, I know now, but I didn't know back then what was going on inside of me.
Right.
And I started falling asleep listening to gospel music. And mm-hmm. then my husband, he saw the change in me immediately, because he knows that with my the temper that I had, you look at me cross-eyed and my earrings were coming off and F word and MF this and B that coming out of my mouth immediately. But, you know, I had some moments where I would get upset. Not one cuss word came out of my mouth. And my husband was like, what kind of church is that? And I was like, it's just the non-denominational. It's not a cult, is it? Are you being brainwashed? I said, yes, Lord, yes, I'm being brainwashed, honey. I needed brainwashing. So he was like, he just kept staring at me because he noticed it immediately. You know, and he was like my biggest persecutor. It was so funny, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I got this hunger, you know. And then lo and behold, I had another vacancy. It was another 3-bedroom, and I'm like, so a sister from the church, Sarah, she was looking for a 3-bedroom. She came, she rented it, she started discipling me because I was a brand new baby Christian. Yeah. I had no clue. And she started discipling me and teaching me, you know, and it was amazing. And I tell you what, I don't regret not one thing. I don't regret it at all, saying yes to the Lord, you know.
Girl, that's so weird because like your testimony is like exactly how I started out when I came down here. Like exactly. Now, not so much now, but you know,
right?
That's how it started.
But I tell you, I just love the Lord so much, and I just, you know, I'm just grateful that He reeled me in, as I call it. You know, He reeled me in because you know I could have very easily have died in my sins. Mm-hmm. You know, He with His mercy, He just reeled me in and said, "Yeah, no, you coming with me? You mine." You know, and
what happened to your husband?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
Well, so I'm still praying for him.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
I don't need to add him to our prayer list too.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. Okay. You know, he's stuck in religion. As opposed to relationship, because he was raised in a Seventh-day Adventist church.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord.
So I said, well, honey, I was raised in Catholicism, you know, but once I said yes and I started studying the Bible for myself, you know, it's not about really, it's about relationship. You know, so I haven't given up on him because, you know, God's word says, you know, that my entire household is going to be saved. So I'm standing on that promise, you know.
Well, I was raised Southern Baptist, so if I can do it.
Yes.
So I love it. I have Bible study with my grandchildren who are so excited about it. Nice. You know, we go to church. We go to a crossroads. Mm-hmm. We go to church, and every time I say, okay, they're keeping a journal, you know. Mm-hmm. So I told them, I said, you can write whatever you want in the journal, but me, when I write in my journal, is letters to God. So I entitle it as Dear Dad or Dear Father, or, you know, and so they're doing the same thing,
Now, is that like your end of night ritual or your beginning of the day ritual?
No, in the beginning, of course, I spend time in the Word. And mm-hmm. then in the evening, when I come home, we have our Bible study. And so they love it. They love it.
Your grandkids live with you?
Right now they do, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool.
This is daily.
Just two of them.
Nice.
Cool. Yes.
You know what? That movie that I told you before, you guys need to watch it. The
Jesus
David
Revolution?
Wilkinson. No, the David it? Wilkinson.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's an old movie.
I think it's on Netflix, maybe, or Hulu
you
or something.
You can find it in YouTube. David Wilkinson. Was a doctor, very young.
I wonder if you sent it to me at some point, because I've seen it.
Maybe.
Like, as soon as you started talking about it, I was like, I've seen that movie.
I haven't yet.
He went into the gangs in New York City.
Yes.
And it was the worst time. And he saved a lot of kids.
Yes.
And it's an old movie, right? 70s, 80s-ish?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh,
the
movie's
intense
movie?
Because, I mean, it was a miracle that they didn't kill him.
Yeah, but you know, he was covered. He was covered.
He was covered, yes.
Yeah, but so that's how the church that it was called Victory Outreach.
Okay.
And in California. And that's why Pastor Sonny Argonzoni opened up a halfway house, you mm-hmm. know, for recovering addicts. And I mean, mm-hmm. and it was right next to the church. You
yes.
know, so yeah, he had a heart for because of where he came from, what he was yeah. delivered from, you know. Yes. So, yeah,
oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Beautiful yes. testimony, Diana. Beautiful.
I tell you what, he used my mom. Oh, and I found out later on, once I got to know Debbie, she mm-hmm. said, she told me, she said, when she first met me, she felt, in her spirit that she should pray for me.
And wow.
She didn't know me from Adam, but she said she started praying for me from day one. So that's mm-hmm. what it was. She was praying for me and God said, yeah, here we go. Here we go.
she was praying the rent would come down a little bit.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? The rent was only $600 for 300.
Oh my gosh.
That would be a miracle.
No kidding.
In California, that's a miracle.
In California, yeah. Imagine that.
Well, it was actually the apartment complex was located in Baldwin Park, and that was like a little Cholo City. So they had, some gang members around there and everything. But mm-hmm. we were covered. We were covered.
Yeah, covered. That's good.
How did your mom end up? Like over time feeling about the church you were going to. And you said at first she was not, it was not for her.
She didn't like it. And let me tell you, when I started studying the Bible and reading it and studying it for myself, when I found out, cause you know, as a Catholic, you pray to Mary, to Joseph, to Peter, Paul, and you know, all these saints. Okay. And when I started reading that, you only pray to God through Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I called her up. I said, Mom, you're not supposed to be praying to Mary and Joseph because they can't do anything for you. And she goes, shut up. I don't want to hear that. I mean, she's a straight Catholic. I mean, no.
That's the same with my mom, yes. I actually give up on that. And then I say, okay, you pray your rosary. I pray to God on my knees. But we are going together on this, just pray, okay?
Yeah. So I didn't argue because Sarah, who was discipling me, she told me, she goes, don't ever argue about religion with anyone. If they don't want to hear it, just dust yourself off and move on and pray for that person.
Yeah.
Because, honey, me and my husband, I'll be like, look.
Yes.
And she finally told me, no, don't argue about religion. Don't, you know. And she showed me in the Bible where it says when Jesus sent the disciples off and says that if they don't want to hear it, just mm-hmm. dust it and move on.
Yep.
You know, so that's what right. I did. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to argue with you then. I'm just going to pray for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, he's working on my oldest child now.
Oh,
You know,
good.
yes, little by little, he's just, because I'm praying without ceasing, you know. So now he's working on my oldest son. I say, yes, here it goes.
Yeah.
And so it begins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, last night, I was praying. I like to pray at 3 in the morning. I was telling Mandy and Ben. And then I hear that one of my kids had the TV on. And I was gonna like knock and say, "Why are you not sleeping? You have to work tomorrow, you know?" And then I heard that he was listening the Bible.
Oh,
And
wow.
I was like, okay, he can do that.
Yes, of
I
course.
was
So,
so happy. The second one.
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, he's starting with my oldest. My daughter goes to church with me, but she's still like, you know.
Is that
So,
Candace?
yes.
Oh, I thought
Yeah.
she was all up into the church with you.
She goes to church with me, yes. But, you know, there's the difference between going to
Going to
church
church.
and then going to church and having that relationship. And, you know, so at this point, she's just going to church with me. You know, she
Yeah.
accepted Jesus as her savior, but it's not like a full commitment,
Yeah. Yeah, there
you
is a
know?
lot like that, but it's unbelievable. But there is a lot of people like that. And then when
Yes.
they see you fire up, they are like, "What's going on?" They don't understand too much. Yeah, why
Right.
you are like that and why they are not like that.
Right. So it's like, you know, you want to be part of God's world, but you still want to be part of the world. You know, so basically you're straddling the fence. You know,
Yeah,
I say,
you have two
I'm
lives.
not right. I said, I'm not too fond of rashes, so I'm not gonna straddle any fence. I said, I'm on God's side all the
Yeah.
way, you know.
Yeah. Good. Good for you, Diana. Good.
I have to be. I'm like, I don't want to come judgment day. I don't want to have to stand in front of God and give explanations as to why I did what I did when I knew I shouldn't have done it. You know? So yeah. The only thing I want to hear coming out of God's mouth is, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the only thing I want
Beautiful.
to. Amen. That's
Very
the
good.
only thing. Good.
I want to hear him tell me exactly what happened to the Dyatlov group in Russia in the 50s. That's what I want to know.
What?
Yeah, what?
The Dyatlov group, you never heard the Dyatlov incident in Russia in the 1959?
I have not. No.
Look on YouTube. It's really incredible. I want to know
DLL?
what really happened. Yeah.
BLM.
I bet he's going to show us a whole bunch of stuff and we're going to be like, oh, you know, he's going
Maybe,
to
or
show
maybe
us.
we cross over and we're just like, yeah, I don't care about that anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah,
It's
I
like,
don't know.
you know, he's going to show us, he's going to reveal so much to us. And we're going to be like, when he didn't allow you to do something, then he's going to show you why he didn't allow you to do something. You're going to be like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he's
Okay.
going to show me
Okay.
why for a lot of things because I hate waiting.
I wonder if he'll show us all the times that like we were protected. Like if you had gone this way, you would have died, but you were protected. If you would have
Oh,
done
I'm.
this, you would have died, but you were protected.
That's
It's
right.
awesome.
And
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
he's
I'm
gonna
intrigued.
reveal everything to us, and we're gonna be like, oh, okay, I get it now.
I'm still gonna argue with him though, because
Yeah.
look at man.
I can see him now, Mandy. Now look, I know best, okay?
Yeah, because I always listen to people who say
He's just gonna make you live a long, long time. He's not
Mandy,
trying to deal
that's what I'm afraid of,
with
exactly. He should have killed
death.
me 3 years ago. Should have taken me 3 years
Mandy,
ago. What?
look, Mandy, you're gonna be like, yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah, right.
You know he loves you and he loves the way you are, honey. He
Well,
gave you
he
your
made me this way,
personality.
so it's his fault.
You
But
know what
you
is
look
funny?
great.
Little
Yeah.
kids also can help their parents to get near to God. Yesterday, I
Yeah.
was talking with my neighbors, and they never go to church, so they never do nothing. And her son, her 7-year-old, told them, "Mom, Dad, why we don't go to church?" And they were like, "Okay, we should go to church because it's a sin not to go to church."
Wow,
And
good for
they were
them.
looking at each other and I say, "Okay, We will go. So then she told me that now we're going to church. I said, who, you are going to church? How come? Our son told us to go to church.
That's funny. I
Good.
remember my sister, like when I was little, one of her friends went to church, so she told our parents, which they did not heed that. They didn't care. But she told them, was like, why do we not go to church? Like all these families that I know go to church. Like for her, I think it was more of like a social thing
That
where it was like,
tradition.
yeah, where it's like, why are we weird? Right? I've seen that, yeah.
Oh
Yeah,
man.
but that's all. Yeah, always can help. You never know. It could happen what Diana had in that church that day. You listen something and finally click,
Yes.
or made
So
you
was she also
curious.
on drugs?
Yeah.
Who? The tenant.
No. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. After I got to meet her, I mean, she was just,
She
I
just had
mean,
that
that,
God glow.
ooh, she was just so full of the spirit, man. It's just, yeah, she glowed. She glowed. Yeah, she was amazing. Miss Debbie Lara. Golly. So yeah.
Yeah, but it's real easy to lose that, though. If you're not careful.
I know, I know. And that's why, you know what? One of the things that I always ask God is, please do not let me depart from this surrender.
Yes.
You know?
Good.
So I completely surrender to him. And I'm so afraid of backsliding or going back, because that the old me, the unsaved me, ooh, I didn't like, oh no, I didn't like her at all.
Or get distracted because nowadays the big weapon that the devil uses is the distraction.
Right.
He likes to
Exactly.
distract you with putting you busy, putting you work, putting you do other things like YouTube, like social media,
Yes, true.
everything. So get
Yes,
away from that.
but you know what? I've noticed that when I don't read my Bible, like if I let a day or two go by without reading my Bible or spending time with God, you know, I feel it in my spirit. I feel like restless, like this unhappy restlessness inside of me, you know, and then I become snappy, you know, and my husband, he'll look at me because he's gotten to know me so well, and he looks at me, he goes, have you read your, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. I said, but I just feel like, oh, like I don't know. And come to find out, when I don't spend, that's, I haven't spent time with God in about maybe a couple of days, you know, and it's like the spirit inside of me is like, it's battling. It's like, hey, you know, I missed that relationship. Come on now, come on, you know. And as soon as I get into the word, and as soon as I start, you know, talking to God on a regular basis, I talk to him all the time. The way I'm talking to y'all, that's how I talk to my God.
Oh, girl,
And
me too.
oh, yeah, I
Him
just
and
talk.
Jesus both. I argue
Yeah,
with Jesus.
I don't go around the world. Oh,
No.
nah, I'm like, look, Lord, like, and
Yeah,
then
that's
I feel
real,
like,
that's very real.
yes, and then I feel that joy again because I've
Rear.
reestablished a relationship, you know, and I'm like, ooh, I can't, and you're right. It's like you get so busy, life just, you know, you're being pulled every which way, you know, and before you know it, it's like you haven't spoken to God all day, you know, and my spirit feels it, and I hate that. I don't like that feeling at all. I don't like that feeling. So,
Good. This testimony has been very constructive. It's
for
beautiful.
sure.
Beautiful.
Well, you know what? You know what? And when I was still a baby Christian, let's see, it was God showed me that. This one particular day, he showed me how he's got my back no matter what. Okay, I was a baby Christian. It was on a Wednesday. I will never forget. It was on a Wednesday. I wasn't going to get paid until Friday, and I only had $3 to my name and had four kids to feed. Okay, because my husband was out of town. Had four babies to feed. Okay, and I went to one of the other managers to do my taxes. Okay, and she wasn't home, so I sat. It was like a little near a pool, and I sat out there, and I had my oldest with me, okay? And he was just running around, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Jamar, I said, will you be still, please? Come sit over here. You're going to get hurt. Of course, he didn't listen. He just kept running around. So I sat there, and I spoke to God. I said, Lord, I said, I only have $3 to my name. I have to feed the babies. You know, he already knew this, but yeah. I shared it with him. And all of a sudden, and this is something that I didn't know what was going on. I know now, but back then I didn't know. I felt this peace. It's almost like I was being embraced, and I felt this peace inside of me, and almost like giggly. I just felt a peace. And I sat back and I said, it's on you, Lord. I don't know what else to do. And as soon as I surrendered that to him, like I wasn't going to worry about it, my son comes running around the bushes with his hand like this, okay, and his eyes bugging out his head. He comes running to me, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? He opens up his hand. He had found a $20 bill.
Wow.
On the ground, and there's people walking back and forth, back and forth, and nobody saw that $20 bill on the ground.
Wow.
That $20 bill, I went to there was a store called Grocery Warehouse. It was like Aldi's. Mm-hmm. I went straight to the store and bought some beans, some rice, some chicken, I mean, bread, milk. That $20 took us all the way to Friday until I got paid.
Nice.
And right then and there, when I shared this the one who was discipling me, she started laughing and she says, and that's how God works. And that's how he takes care of his own. I was like, and I told her about how I felt. And he said, and that was God's peace that surpasses all understanding. I was like, woo, I got all excited.
Something very similar happening to me when I was in Spain as a student. I have no money at all. It was no work because I was a working student. And I went to my bank account and it was zero. And it was on a weekend, so I didn't want to worry my parents to send me money because it was not going to be possible in those times. Right. So I went to, I find a car, a credit card that my father and me got in Ecuador just in case I get out of money, okay? And they give us a code. So I had the credit card, but I didn't have the code. So I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This is nothing. I mean, nothing. I still went with the ATM in a mall that was near to the house I live. And I went to that ATM, I put the card, and I say the same prayer that you did. Say, God, this is on you. I did say, because I was Catholic in that time, I said, Our Father who art in heaven, I did that. And then I say, it's in you. If you don't do this, I just don't know. So I put some numbers with my fingers, and it came 350 euros that was to pay the rent and to have the food for the week until I received the money from my parents, you know? Ooh, and then I went upstairs. I was like looking around to see if anybody saw the miracle, you know? But I was like, oh my gosh, I just have a miracle happening here. I was like shaking and all that. And then I went upstairs to eat something because finally I have food to eat. And in that place I went to eat, they were looking for a waiter. And I got hired there. I got a job.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He does it every time.
It was like a pure miracle. So do you remind me that? And yes, after that, I was like, oh, miracles exist.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Most definitely.
Yes. 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 Beautiful.
So I texted Veronica and Ben and asked them to get like a scripture that they wanted to share for the week. Diana, do you know one offhand? Or I mean, I can give you a few minutes to look something up if you want, because I've got mine. If y'all have yours.
I do.
I have two.
Of course you do, Veronica. You're an overachiever.
Oh, wow. Let's see.
Girl, go get your Bible if you need it.
Let's see here. Hold up.
Veronica, go ahead while she's calculating.
Okay. So I have Matthew 7, 1 to 5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged.
Yes.
For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Wow.
That's the scripture I have.
That's very fitting, Veronica.
Yeah.
For my situation right now.
Yeah.
Ben, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, that hit me too, because like it is very easy to like judge other people, right? Like even if it's something small, and it's like,
yeah,
we've all got our own things, but you guys already know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So Matthew 11:28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes. I love that.
Nice.
I love that one, that he takes the yoke. It takes
everything. Yeah, Ben claimed the yoke last week. I'm like,
yeah, I claimed the yoke because it's like, man, I just stress myself out so much. And it's like, God's like, give it to me. Right? Like, and I just stress myself and I worry about all kinds of ridiculous things. And it's not mine to hold, right?
Yeah, that's your scripture for sure then.
Yeah. So this is the one I picked. I picked Galatians 6, verses 1 through 2. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I have a personal reason behind that, but I'm not going to share that one right now.
Okay, well, the one that I always read, I always read, but I always send my children to it, my grown children to it, because because they're still not walking with the Lord, and they allow their personal things, you know, like get them all riled up, you know, and it's like, why is that person prospering? And why are they doing this to us? And, you know, things like that. So I'm like, you know what, honey, look, go Psalm 37. And it's a long psalm, but I love that. I always take them to that. And even if sometimes I read it to them. You know, and it's it says Psalm 37. Oh, come on, bifocals work. Psalm 37. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You know, I always take my children to that, to that scripture. It's like, don't worry about Tom, Dick, and Harry. Don't worry about them, you know. But mom, don't worry about it. I said, read Psalm 37, and you shall see. I said, and God keeps his promises. God doesn't lie. So just read Psalm 37, you know. So, you know, I tell myself, I don't have time to be worried about, you know, Mary Sue and Jane. I don't have time. God is going to deal with them, you know. And so I some of my children, I have to talk off the ledge, you know, and I always take them to the word, always. And that always calms them down. You know, because I start hitting them with scriptures, you know, and that calms them down.
That's beautiful, because, yes, I mean, it will help a lot of people.
Yes. Yeah. Psalm 37. That's my go-to when things are like, oh, it's not fair.
And the comparison that we compare a lot with others. that why they have this, why not? It's just we shouldn't even start to compare us with others. But it happens because we're humans and we are tempted and then we fail, you know? So
Right.
we need to identify that when we are comparing with others and say, why I'm doing this? I don't need to
Right.
compare myself with others. I mean, I'm
And
the daughter of God.
if you don't mind, I'm going to call both my grandchildren in there so they can recite to you one of the scriptures that I taught them.
For sure.
Sure. Yes,
Okay.
absolutely.
Hold on.
Yes.
No. Oh my goodness. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You know what, too, when we compare ourselves to others, we always just assume that they're happy,
Yeah.
right? We don't know anything about them. They could be miserable, right? They've
Yeah.
got a Lamborghini, but are they happy?
See,
Yeah.
I go to, I hope she is miserable.
That's not good.
I know. I'm working on it, but right now I'm
Hungry.
just trying to keep my head above water, so.
That's fair.
These are, you can close the door if you want.
Oh.
This is Sinai. She
Hi,
just turned nine.
hello. How are you?
Hi.
Say. And
Nice.
this is Christian. He's
Hello.
10.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
I
Christian.
remember
Okay.
you.
Really?
Teeny tiny last time I saw you.
You were teeny tiny. Okay, so I want you to quote one of the scriptures that I taught you, okay, that you've learned so far. Why don't you do Galatians 5:22?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Beautiful.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Good
Amazing.
job, guys.
Okay,
Good
and
job. I
then
can't
this
even do that.
and then this is my favorite one. Psalm 25, verse 4 and 5.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truths and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day.
Did y'all rehearse this prior to coming on here?
No. So when we have our Bible study, so far they've learned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 scriptures.
My
And
goodness.
so yeah, so we always after Bible study, we review the scriptures, to make sure
That's
that
really
they
good, guys.
very good.
It's a super
Thank
gun to memorize a scripture because when you are in the moment of trouble, if you get a scripture right on your man, you know who gets away. Yeah, on you. Yeah.
So they've learned 11, and those are the kind of scriptures I'm teaching them,
Very good.
that they can, turn to it, turn to the scripture when they,
I'm in
get
trouble.
old, yes, in trouble or get older, because the word says, train your child and they won't depart
They want
from
the,
that,
that's another promise. Yes.
I just had a little
Yep.
widget pop up that said, "Prayer is what breaks all trials," or something like that. I can't remember now.
That's right.
Yes,
So yeah,
praying.
so
Hey,
we
Diana,
review.
send me those, the 11 ones that you taught them, and I'll put them in the comments of this
Okay. Yeah, of
episode.
course.
Because
Yes.
if they can memorize them, I want to memorize them too. Because, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just because I'm old, don't mean I can't do it.
See, look at that right there. I really got
Bro.
them right written down. So, yep.
Type them out and send them to me in Messenger, you dork.
I sure will.
Please don't make me come over there.
I'm waiting. I'm ready for you, honey.
My goodness. I haven't watched that movie in forever.
I know. Oh my goodness. Every now and then I'll sit and watch one and I'll start laughing. I think of you. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Girl, you're gonna have to come back on sometime because this is wonderful.
Definitely.
Yes,
A lot of
of
fun.
course. Anytime.
Yes.
Anytime.
We normally
Then,
do this on Mondays.
yeah.
Huh? We
Normally do
normally.
these on Mondays.
Okay.
Yes. It's
Benjamin
helping us a
Dearest,
lot.
yes, ma'am.
do you want to pray us out?
I can do that.
All right.
Our Father, thank you for hearing us and guiding us and just having your will be dominant through this episode, and just having Diana come and give such a great testimony that will really reach a lot of people that listen. So we thank you and are just joyful to be here together and have communion in your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 And if anybody needs prayer or wants, I don't know, just wants to get in contact with us, our, I just lost all train of thought. Our email is throughtheabysspodcast@gmail.com. And we're actually going to start doing prayer requests for anybody who wants them. Like, we'll get people to do start cinnamon in like the beginning of the month. And then the last week of the month, we're going to read them out so it can be, you know, a global wide prayer request that's hopefully answered quicker. Well, in God's timing, I should say, not quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, he's teaching you, honey. He's teaching you.
Oh, he's a little bit frustrated with me right now.
He's not scared of you.
I don't know, dude. You ain't heard the way I've been talking to him lately.
He's not scared of you, and he's not scared of your feelings, okay?
Yeah. Very good.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a delight. And it's only been, what, like 6 years since we've seen each other?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm telling you, you guys look great. You guys look great. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yes.
So, but anyway, yeah, thank you for inviting me. I didn't know how it was going to be. I was like, oh, Lord.
Oh, question. Is it okay for me to put the kids on YouTube? Are you okay with that? Well,
yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Just want to make sure.
Maybe other kids will be like, oh, you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully they can touch other people too. That'd be cool.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, it should come out Thursday morning at 5 a.m.
Oh,
so I know you'll listen to it when you get up.
All right.
Does anybody have any last business before we go?
No, just thank you so much for coming.
Yes, definitely. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Can't wait to have you back. Me.
It's good seeing you guys.
Good seeing you.
You too, darling.
See you too, okay. Diana.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
As this episode comes to a close, remember this. No matter how deep the valley, no matter how heavy the darkness may feel, hope still lives. Thank you for listening to Echoes Through the Abyss podcast, where stories from the darkest places remind us that redemption, healing, and faith are always possible. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. Until next time, keep walking toward the light.